Okay. Sabi po ni Pastor Winston, umpisa na ulit tayo. So, let's go to the signs. It's good for us to go into this because at least you already have the handout. When the time will come that you will teach this to your congregation, ay meron na kayong supplement sa mga materialis po ninyo. No? Siguro by that time, marami na rin mga bago pa. There will be new signs that will be coming into the horizon. So, the way we do it, we start by the signs that were spoken of by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Now, later on, we will be going into Matthew 24, but later on, we will see kung ano ba yung mga signs na ito, have they been fulfilled? Because when we go into the discussion of the four major views about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean the physical coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be some variations that we would see. But anyway, right now, we'll see that which the Lord Himself has spoken of. Matthew 24 and Matthew and Mark 13 are the foundational verses for this. Now, as He was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked Him privately, "Teacher, tell us, when will this thing be? And what will be the sign whenever all these things are about to be fulfilled? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the completion of the age?" We always start with that. Those of you who have been to the Mount of Olives, you remember, pumunta kayo doon sa lookout, tinatawag nila na lookout, doon sa harapan ng Seven Arches Hotel, Pastor Jerome, no? Have you been to the lookout na yun? Yung Mount of Olives ay siyempre Mount, mas mataas yan kaysa sa Jerusalem. And the Mount of Olives also is where, to the eastern side, where the village of Bethany was. Yung kina Lazarus, sina Martha, tapos sino ba yung crush ni John? Si Mary. Huwag niyo yung kakalat yan. Ha? Chismis yan. Pag nagtuturo kasi about Bethany, ay sinasabi ko, ito si... Kasi Bethany is a very beautiful village hanggang ngayon. No? Nakapunta ba kayo doon? Sa Bethania, tawag nila? Jess, nakapunta kayo? Jerome? Bethany, where the tomb of Lazarus? On the eastern side, this Bethany is a beautiful, quiet village. Ayun at, nung we were there, you will begin to realize na si the Lord Jesus Christ loved the place. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ never slept in Jerusalem. Oh, you can check that with him when you see him, no? But always, pumupunta sila sa Jerusalem, and he and his disciples minister there. Pero in the evening, ano yan, makit yan sa Mount of Olives, tapos doon natutulog sa bahay ni Lazarus. Oh. Kaya nga doon nagkaroon si John na, si Mary, Kaya naging crush niya si Mary. Oh. Pero sa atin lang yan. Huwag niyo kakalat yun, baka sumabog sa Facebook yan. Oh. Anyway, yan siya lookout na yan. There is a lookout there na every tourist bus na akit sa Mount of Olive, doon ay ang daming mga tourist bus, lalo na pag kayong hindi maulan o tsaka hindi mainit, tapos mautan na. Because you have a very beautiful panoramic view of the whole city. Oh. So you could imagine, naririto si Jesus and his disciples, nag-uusap. Yan, tapos they were looking down at the temple of Jerusalem. And then they asked this question to him. Teacher, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign, whenever all these things are about to be fulfilled? And what will be the sign of your coming? When you teach the second coming, you will always begin with this. Now, this is your foundation verse. Matthew 24, Mark chapter 13. Whenever you hear of wars, rumors of wars, and insurrections or rebellions, don't let it distress you and do not be terrified, because these things must happen first, but the end is not yet and will not come right away. Now, these are very instructive. Kasi dami na nating from the beginning, mula nung ipinanganak tayo, meron ng wars, meron ng rumors of wars. In fact, one news political analyst says that walang day all over the world na walang gera. Always, mayroong gera yan, nangyayari. So, sa Pangasinan nga, palagi nagge-gera dyan, sa mga loob ng bahay, asawa at saka yung nagge-gera palagi dyan kasi walang pera. Don't let it distress you, because these things, meaning wars, rumors of wars, rebellions, must happen first, but the end is not yet. He calls this the beginning of birth pains. So we have classified this into several classifications. But first of all, we'll begin with global calamities. This is still the Lord Jesus Christ speaking here. For nations will rise against nations, kingdom against kingdoms, and there will be famines and pestilences and severe earthquakes. If you go into some of these thick books on the second coming, and when you get to the signs, you will see the details, the statistics are very mind-boggling. Yung mga famines na yan, no? Yung famine na yan, kasama na siguro yung El Nino na nangyari for about 3 months in the south, no? Kung saan nagkaroon ng kidapawan, massacre, and all of that, no? And pestilences and severe earthquakes and tumults in various places, and there will be fearful events and great signs from heaven. But these are only a beginning of birth pains. So, ito pala, grabe na yung suffering, pero start lang pala ito. Kumbaga, patikim lang pala ito. And it is happening all over. Number two, severe persecutions and killing of Christians. But before all of these things, watch out for yourselves, because then they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to councils, flogging you in synagogues and prisons, bringing you before rulers and kings on account of my name. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. You will be betrayed even by parents, children, relatives, friends, and brothers, and they will cause some of you to be put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Not even one hair of your head will be wasted. Still, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking here. Now, those of us who have read some accounts of the early church leaders, we know what happened to them. There is this legend about Peter, who died na patiwarik. No? Ano ba yung patiwarik sa English? Upside down. Because sabi daw niya, ito legend naman ito, no? Sabi daw niya, this was his request to his torturers. Do not kill me na yung ulo ko ay nasa taas, because that is how my Savior died. So, pinatay siya na, that is the legend, no? Oh. I don't know how many of you know how Paul died?
Ha? Ano, ano? Pinugot ang ulo? Oo. Samas. Samas went to India. That's why the biggest group, agrupation of churches there is Mar Thoma. Oh, named after Thomas. And there were others, you know. When I was in Bible school, we have a required reading about a book. Anong nangyari sa mga 12 disciples? Oh. Of course, yung 12 disciples na yon, ay wala na dun si Judas because we all know what happened to Judas. No? Tapos, anong pangalan nung pumalit kay Judas? Matatayas, oo. Oo. Kaya ang biro namin kasi doon, kasi in the book of Acts, we see Matthias who won the, won in the draw lots. Oo, nanalo siya eh. The draw lots. Tapos wala na. We have not heard about him anymore. Oo. Kaya sabi ko, kaya huwag kayo mag-draw lots, ha? Kaya mahirap, mawala ka din. Kaya mag-draw lots, pangalan mo. The rise of false prophets, lawlessness, and Christians growing cold in their relationship with God. And many false prophets will be raised up and they will deceive many. Those of you who have read Hal Lindsey, even in his old book, he was already giving some statistics on the numerous hundreds of false teachings, false churches that have thrive and still are thriving until today. How many cults that we know na itinuturo are in contradiction or against scriptures, yet they are thriving, quote unquote, in terms of numbers, in terms of wealth, affluence, no? Sino yung kaibigan ng isang tumakbong presidente na nagbigay sa kanya ng Learjet at saka chopper? So, Kibuloy. Kaya nga, when I was in Jensen the other week, sabi sa akin ng isang businessman doon na taga Davao, kasi sabi ko, punta ako sa Davao. Ha? Oo. Ano, ba't di kayo pumunta sa Davao, Bishop? Oo, 2.5 hours away na lang. Eh sabi ko, pupunta lang ako doon, kumi durian. Kaso wala na daw durian doon. Hindi, wala pa, hindi. Akala ko, puro balingbing na lang nandun. Oh, sa Davao. Sabi sa akin nila, alam nyo, kung gusto nyo sa gobyerno ni Duterte, magtrabaho, pinaka-sure ito. Oh, lapitan natin. Sino? Akala ko si Peter Lavinia, kasi Peter Lavinia, Christian yun. Yun, spokesperson. Full gospel yun. Si Peter Lavinia. Hindi, si Kibuloy. Pag lumapit ka kay Kibuloy, kuha ka kagad. In fact, meron po akong hinihingi na, na position. So, I will be giving my resume. Yung curriculum vitae ko siguro by Monday. So, hopefully, ay makita at saka mabasa at I'll be appointed, no? Sa BIR. At saka sa customs. No? Pero hindi commissioner, chaplain. Chaplain ako. Kasi pag mag-chaplain ka doon, your job description is, maglayaan ka lang sa mga drawers. Every day. Every day, di ba? That would have been That would have been a very, very effective way. Pero, come to think of it, I think if that would come as a reality, ba, napakaganda, no? Oh, they have chaplains in BIR, chaplains in customs. So, I think that could be one of the most effective way of fighting corruption. Oh, sabi ng isang kaibigan ko na nasa gobyerno ngayon, na Kristiyano din. Sabi niya, alam mo, Bishop, tayo, mga Kristiyano, meron tayong fear of God. Alam mo, sa gobyerno ngayon, merong fear of Duterte. Oh. So sabi ko, tama yan. Para wala na tayong corruption. Oh. Para sana magbigay ng mga, businessman na yan sa mga projects, kagaya ng churches,
We have been actually advocating this. Now, forgive me for the digression. Pero the government has been allocating so much budget to fight corruption. And we have been saying this to some congressmen or Christians, to some senators who are Christian, umpaman. Kung mabigyan ng budget yung mga faith-based ministries, kasama na tayo doon, no? Churches, for anti-corruption, it will be more effective. Amen? Magiging mas effective yan. Oo. I said to a missionary once, na taga Middle East, sabi niya, sabi ko, alam niyo, itong mga nangyayari yan sa Middle East na yan, and all of this ISIS and all of that, kung yung US and all its allies will come together, suportahan nila para mapakapadala tayo dyan ng mga hundreds and thousands of missionaries into the Middle East region, that would be a very effective way of fighting ISIS, of fighting all of these rebel forces. So, kaysa kung ano-ano mga bomba ginagawa dyan, bombahin mo dyan, padala mo yung mga nag-graduate ng SOE dyan. Oh. Amen? Oh. Di ba? Sasabihin ko yan kay Pastor Jim Lafon bukas. Magsisit in ako bukas eh. The final birth pains, also called the Great Tribulation, but when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that her desolation is at hand. So then, when you see the abomination of desolation, the one spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place where it should not, let the reader understand that they shall take away the daily sacrifice and place the abomination that makes desolation. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the city get out, and let those who are in the country not enter her. Anyone on the housetop should not go down to take things out of the house, and anyone in the field should not go back to get their cloak, because these are the days of vengeance, that all the written things, all these written things may be fulfilled. How many of you have read the book Days of Vengeance? Days of Vengeance, no? Pastor Winston, Rolling, Ernie, nabasa mo na yun, no? Chilton, David Chilton. If you take hold of that book, please read it, no? It is a very beautiful, I think the most powerful commentary on the book of Revelation. And very simple, walang mga technical terms, walang mga masyadong mahabang mga footnotes. Di ba nakakainis kung minsan nagbabasa ka tapos ang footnote in Greek? Tapos may explanation nga, pati mamaya may Hebrew. So wala. It's a useless thing. But that book is very, very simple. The Days of Vengeance. Mamaya, we will go back to this because this is one of the pillar support verses of a view that we will be talking about. I will read one more. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. There will be great distress in the land and wrath to these people. Yes, they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And pray that your flight may not happen in winter or on a Sabbath, because then there will be a great tribulation, such as has never been since the beginning of the creation that God created until now, and never again will be. And unless those days were cut short, no flesh would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom He chose, those days will be cut short. Okay. Mabuti sinabi niya for the sake of the elect, no? Hindi niya sinabi for the sake of the elected ones. Ibang klase na yun. Okay. As related to Israel, this is something that is very essential, mga kapatid, and I'll be explaining this in a clear and very simple way. But let us start with what I have written here. In 135 AD, the massive dispersion of Jews, called the Diaspora, happened when the then Roman authorities occupying Israel decreed that all the Jews in the land must leave. But even before that, many Jews have already left Israel because of great persecutions. They were scattered into many parts of the world, mainly in Europe, the old USSR, US, and South America, especially in Argentina and Brazil. Now, in 70 AD, as we would see later on, some of you would remember that this Roman army led by, sino? Titus. General Titus. Hindi po ito yung Titus New Testament, no? They came to Jerusalem, conquered it, and they burned it down. Literally burned it down. Those of you who are familiar with the most prominent Jewish historian, Josephus. Josephus has a very detailed and very graphic. Babasahin mo yun, may iyak ka talaga yun kung ganun ginawa sa mga Hudyo. Because blood really was flowing sa Jerusalem. 1 million Jews was the estimate of Josephus na pinatay, minassacre during that time. And because of that, the Romans came and established themselves in Israel. At sila din, you know, ang nagpalit ng pangalan ng Israel. Because during that time, the Romans wanted to erase every trace of the name Israel from the consciousness of the Jewish people and from the map. So that began the name Palestine. Felestina. Nagugalang siya ano, sa Italian name, Felestina. So, yung Palestine, no? But that is, ano, that is another subject. Oh. I teach a six-hour subject on the origins and history of the Middle East conflict. Oh. So, if you are interested in that, I'll give you the details. So, mga 10,000 lang naman. Bayad doon. No? But for you, it's one coffee. Is enough, no? Kahit na hindi Starbucks. I'm serious. Kung sino man may gusto, no? While I'm here in the Philippines, you know, I could do that with you if you're interested, no? Walang bayad, walang bayad. Since the turn of the 18th century, there were some movements by Jewish leaders in Europe that rallied their fellow Jews all over the world to return to their homeland. The most popular of this was the Zionist movement led by Theodor Herzl in 1897. That's why Theodor Herzl, those of you who have been to Israel, you would see in every city, merong pangalan Herzl Street. In fact, there is even a city called Herzliya. Oh, it comes from his name, Theodor Herzl. In Jerusalem, there is a mount called Mount Herzl. And every May 14, yung mga Israelites nagko-congregate doon sa Mount Herzl because May 14 is their Independence Day. And last May, they just celebrated their 60th birthday as a political sovereign state of Israel. This led to the beginning of Aliyah. Aliyah is the Hebrew word used to describe the physical return of the Jewish people to their ancient promised land, Zion. As early as in Deuteronomy 31-5, the Lord said Israel will be scattered, but He also promised He would bring them back to their land He ordained for them through the covenant with Abraham. Genesis 12:4 reaffirmed with Isaac and Jacob. So November 29, 1947, after heated debates, The United Nations approved the partition of then Palestine into two, one for the Jews and another for the Arabs, who never accepted the partition. And then on May 14, 1948, the Jewish people proclaimed the birth of the new state of Israel. It was a fulfillment of the prophecies of Ezekiel 36 to 38 and Isaiah 66, verse 8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall a land be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth in one moment? That was May 14, 1948, when they declared their independence as the State of Israel in the Museum of Tel Aviv. The following day, the Arabs attacked them. And it was a war until today. So, tuloy-tuloy na gera. That's why, never make the mistake, if you go to Israel, never make the mistake of asking a Jewish man or woman, yung when I say Jewish, yung talagang Hudyo. Kasi in Israel today, there are what we call the hyphenated Jew. Kasi may hyphen eh. American Jew. Polish Jew. Russian Jew. Ang daming Russian Jew sa ano. Romanian Jew. Meron pang Ethiopian Jew. The Ethiopian Jews are mostly settled in the south. Beersheba, daming ano dyan. Daming Ethiopian Jew. Mountain Jew. Ilocano Jew yun, Ilocano Jew. These are the hyphenated Jew. But if you ask a real Jewish, yung talagang puro, about the Holocaust, sisigawan ka nun. Kasi na-experience ko yun eh. What Holocaust are you talking about? We have been through many Holocausts since the beginning. You're a Bible teacher. You read that in Old Testament. Galit na galit sila pag sinabing German kasi. Pag Holocaust, siyempre German ang ating reference point. Ano? Yung ginawa ng Hitler. No? Pero sabi niya, no, we have been through many Holocausts. That is just one Holocaust. Oh. At the end of that ranting niya, no? That's why you tell me about God. There's no God. Where was God when my father or my grandfather? Bye-bye. Kasi wala na, there will be no end to it. I've been there for so long, so I know. Magagalit ka na rin. Magagalit ka sa mga Germans. No? Magagalit ka sa mga ano. Kasi talagang ano yan. Kababa. That's why in Israel today, ang daming mga atheists. No? Daming mga atheists. Hindi yung mga nagaling sa ATS. Ha? Yung mga atheists talaga na what God are you talking about? Where was God when my grandfather was crying? Ganun, no? Talagang, hindi mo, you cannot blame them eh. Cannot blame them. And then they were away from their homeland for how long? Almost 2,000 years they were away from Israel as the physical land. But then from 1948, there had been wars between Israel and the Arabs on who should possess the land. From 1948, Jerusalem was divided between West and East. West is controlled by Israel and East by the Arabs, led by George Daniel after the famous Six-Day War in 1967 between Israel and the combined forces. Nagkamali yata ako doon. Paki-kwan po. When West is controlled by Israel and East by the Arabs, paki-cross out lang yung led by George Daniel. Period na lang sa Arabs. No? I think I was editing this pero hindi ko nakita yun. Sorry for that. After the famous Six-Day War in 1967 between Israel and the combined forces of Jordan, Syria, and Egypt, the whole of Jerusalem was taken by Israel and the holy city thus belonged to Israel until today. Now, you remember how many of you were already mature enough nung Six-Day War? You remember si Moshe Dayan? Yung one-eyed jack? One-eyed general? He was very famous. And when he was interviewed by media, what strategy did you employ? Why it took you only 6 days? We had no strategy. We only read the book of Joshua. Oh, and we employed it. We used it. Oh, the book. Ganun din ang ginawa nila actually sa Yom Kippur War. When they cut off, kasi nandito yung sa Mount Sinai, limbawa, ano yan, talagang peninsula yan, disyerto yan. And itong mga advancing Egypt na ito, I don't know how they did it, pero naano sila, they circled the Egyptian armies. Oh, they were circled. In other words, kumbaga sa movie yan, wala, ganun na tagad, wala na. Oh. Eh, wala naman silang Fernando po. Kaya talagang, sila, sitting ducks, kumbaga. Kaya, hindi pa ako Christian noon eh. Sa 1967, kaya alam mga hero-hero namin yun ng Saya Kuleyo eh. Sa emosyo na yan. No? But I was not a Christian, so I didn't know about Joshua or whatever. And then when I became a Christian, I saw what he meant. From the standpoint of prophecies, it is very significant that Jerusalem is now under Israel's control. There are important reasons for this. The Antichrist will someday enter a rebuilt holy temple. This will be the third temple. Today, wala nang templo. We only had one during the time of Solomon who built the first. And then, nasira yon. But it was rebuilt by those who came from Babylon, as we remember. And then minodify at ni-renovate ni King Herod. Pero nasira din yan after the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Tapos nagkaroon ng 70 AD. So now, they are looking forward to a third temple. Today, those of you who have been to Jerusalem, you remember yung rock, Dome of the Rock, no? Dome of the Rock. That area, sa baba nun is the Wailing Wall, Dome of the Rock, golden. And doon yan sa ano yan, this area is called the Temple Mount, and doon sa bandaron is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of the most revered. Oh. So, that area is controlled by the Muslims today. So, the question that was so big even before is, how can a third temple rise up? Eh, nararean pa yung ano? Nararean pa yung Muslim shrines and all of that. It will be a big war. Oh. Sabi ng mga rabbi, well, who knows? Hashem is God for them. Ito yung palang normal nila. Sa atin, ano lang, very normal yung God. Very normal yung Yahweh. Sa kanila, they don't pronounce it. When they spell God, in English, it's G-D. Walang O. Oh, so alam mo lang na God yun. No? Now, we all know the story na pagka yung mga scribes magsusulat, magkukopya ng scriptures. So Isaiah, limbawa, the first instance that they will see God or Yahweh or whatever, tetragrammaton, whatever, they will take a bath. Oh, they will take a bath. Ngayon, hindi na yung take a bath. No? Kasi malang tubig ngayon dun eh. Kaya, ano na lang, they just cleanse themselves. Oh. But every time this is a rabbi speaking to me. Every time they see God, ano pa rin? Naguhugas pa rin. Huhugas. So, that is how they revere the name. Kaya nga, galit na galit yung mga Hudyo sa mga Kristiyano. Kasi tayo, very simple lang. Yahweh. No? Di ba? Sila, they don't pronounce Yahweh. Kasi to them, it's a sacred name. Pero tayo, wala lang. No? Wala lang. Kasi, oh. Ha? Oh. Yan, nasa ano yan, nasa third commandment next Sunday, di ba? Today, The reason why there could not be a completion to any peace talks, the last peace talk that collapsed was 3 years ago. It was hosted by Obama, and the talks were then in Washington. But always they will end up with a stalemate. Why? Because the Muslims will always insist that the borders and the boundaries of Jerusalem will go back to the old boundary lines before 1967 war. What is that old boundary line? That East Jerusalem will belong to the Arabs as before, and East and West Jerusalem will be for the Israelites as before. But praise God for somebody like Prime Minister Netanyahu, is very, very bold and strong. Pati nga si Obama, nire-rebuke niya in public. Oh. Sabi niya, no way. No way. And the battle cry for the Jewish people until today is undivided Jerusalem. Jerusalem is undivided. Kaya nga when Trump in the U.S., when he proclaimed during the primary, no, I will support Israel, I believe in undivided Israel, na-capture niya yung puso ng mga Hudyo. Oh. Why? Because ano yan sa kanila eh? Very sentimental, very essential, very important yan. This is ours. And we will not give it back. Parang ano, nakuha mo na eh. Ba't mo pa ibibigay? Oh. And they own the land. They have all the verses, they have all the passages and scriptures. Kaya, gusto ng mga Muslim kasi, Palestinian, I'm sorry, gusto ng Palestinians, babalik ang East because that will be the capital city. So the capital city ng Israel, dun lang sa, ano, sa kabila. Oh. Today, the capital city of the Palestinians ay nasa city called Ramallah, which is about 1 hour away to the north. Ramallah is the old Bethel. You remember from Haran, today, the southern part of Turkey, bumaba si, no, si Abraham. Oh, bumaba si Abraham. No, they were on camels, so naglakad, no, kasi sirang MRT, you know, so, no, pumunta sila muna sa Shechem. Remember Shechem? Shechem today is the modern city of Nablus, a very progressive, one of the most progressive cities of the Palestinian Authority. And then they went to Nablus. They went to Ramallah, which is the old Bethel. Pero gusto ng mga Palestinians ngayon, from Ramallah, they will transfer their capital to East Jerusalem. And sabi ng Mahudyo, no way. Kaya nga, there will be no peace. Talaga, there will be no peace. Until that is resolved. And that will never be resolved. That will never be resolved. The prophecies that we have read, that armies will surround Jerusalem, there will be hatred against Jerusalem, is still happening until today. Kaya nga, in prophecy, especially those of us who have read dispensational authors, we always say that what is happening in Israel is our time clock. Parang watch natin yan. So we watch what is happening in Israel because what is happening is important to us, and there will always be some effects and repercussions that will happen to us. Kaya nga, we watch what is happening in Israel. Then we can know, darating na ba si Lord o matagal pa? That's why those of you who have not gone to Israel, you should go now before the Lord Jesus Christ will come. Oh. Kasi pagdating ni Jesus Christ, New Jerusalem na yan. No? Oh. But those of you who have not been to Jerusalem, you owe it to yourself to go to Jerusalem. At least tatalunin ninyo si Moses, as I've said. Si Moses hindi nakapasok eh. Di ba? Magpapasok tayo doon. Amen? The enemy will surround Israel on every side. Oh. Now, those of you who have been to Israel, you would remember your tour guide would be saying, because this is something that they will always say, on the south, that is Gaza, and farther is Egypt. Right now, they don't know what's going to happen in Egypt. Today, Egypt is a friend, but Muslim din yan. On this side is Jordan. Today, Jordan is a friend. Pero pag ganyan, ganyan din yan, no? Up to the north is Syria. And nakapunta ba kayo ng Golan? Nakakit kayo sa Golan? Yung Golan Heights, if you go to the Golan Heights, kalo, nakapunta kayo doon sa Golan Heights. You go to the Golan Heights, mataas yan, and matatanaw muna yung Syria. Several kilometers away. Oh. At dito yan, nandito yung UN peacekeeping. Oh, meron tayong mga sundalo doon nun eh. You remember me na-kidnap na Pilipino na UN peacekeeper? Oh. Tapos, ini-interview siya. Iwan ko si Mike Enriquez. Basta phone patch eh. Ini-interview siya. Kasi naano din sila, binalik. Tapos pumunta sila sa Jordan. Oh, kumusta kayo dyan? Anong kumusta yung lagay nyo? Oh, sabi nyo, ano? Sabi ng peacekeeper, mabuti naman po, nakapunta kami sa Jordan. So, natutuwa pa eh. Oh, napunta kami sa Jordan. Maganda yun. I love that. So, this is on the side. Huh? Tapos on the north, Lebanon, Hezbollah. Oh, Hezbollah. And these are just the physical ones nearby. In Europe, ang lakas ng boycott movement, the United Nations Human Rights Council have always been a persecutor of Israel. Kasi palagi lang ano doon, no? Pag nagkakaroon ng gera, almost iniimbestigahan nila ang mga excessive use of weapons now ng Israel, you know. That kind of thing. The bias of the world, the hatred of the world against Israel is a fulfillment of prophecy. The possession of Israel, Jerusalem, will be the source of international conflict. Zechariah chapter 12, and we have seen that. As related to the gospel, number 3, page 7, the gospel will be preached into all the world. In Matthew 3:24-14, Jesus said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. For a witness. He did not say, para lahat maborn again. And to all nations, and then shall the end come. Now that is very, very important to emphasize. Kasi a lot of people say, oh, malayo pa darating si Lord. Kasi, dahil pang hindi born again, etc. No? But the Lord said, it shall be preached as a witness. As a witness. As a witness. And those of us who are into missions, we all know that kahit na napakayabang ang Iran na yan, ang hindi alam ng mga opisyalis sa Iran, ang dami ng mga churches underground, ang dami ng mga Christians in Iran today. And one of these days, you know, the Ayatollah, the communists, they will just wake up to see that baka kalahati na ng Iran ay naging Christians na. Oh, and it is happening, you know. Yung ating pong church sa Dubai, di ba? Meron silang, meron silang mga outreaches. How many of you have been to Iran? No? Wala pa. Oh. Related to advancement of knowledge, nakita po natin to kanina, high-tech gadgets, prophecies, revelation, we will see Jesus when He comes. Then the microchip implant, etc. Related to society and morality, we have seen that. Moral decay. Kasama na yung moral decay na yan, they attack on the families. They attack on the families. One of the reasons why some people did not support Lenny Robredo, some told me, I did not support Lenny Robredo, not vote for Lenny, because I heard her, sabi niya, na she will support a government policy about same-sex marriage. Oh, I don't know if that is true or not. Hindi ko naman nabasa yon. But, the trend in many parts of the world today, including Israel for that matter, the assault on the family, especially the definition of the family, has become very, very violent. In the Philippines, in the United States, I think that was last year or 2 years ago, when the Supreme Court of the U.S. promulgated a ruling that lahat na ng states pwede na magkaroon ng same-sex marriage. So there will be more. There will be more violence that will be committed against what we believe. So we will not be surprised. Amen. As related to the nations, as related to false religions, false Christ, Pastor Kibuloy, as related to the rise of powerful nations, the European Union, which traditionally has been pointed out to be the 10-nation confederacy in the book of Daniel, and doon magra-rise up ang Antichrist. China, in Revelation 9:16, John sees a specific number of soldiers, horsemen, preparing for or entering into war. The number of the army of the horsemen were about 200 million, etc. Doon po sa research ni Pastor Winston, current estimates of the military might of China today is about 750 million personnel, with 619 million who are fit for military service. They are the only nation who can fit the prophetic word of Revelation 9:16. Kaya nga't mayayabang yung mga Chinese government ngayon dahil dyan sa Spratlys Island. Kasi they have the might eh. How many of you, medyo kayo conscious na mga current events during that time, na yung China pinagtatawanan natin? China was the sleeping dragon. Kaya wala mangyayari dyan. Kaya Mao Zedong, wala. Parang baryo lamang na malaki ang China nung araw eh. Pero ngayon, the dragon has woke up, and now he's gobbling up. Kinakain niya. So, nagkamali kasi yung mga cartographers natin. So, nilagyan nila yung pangalan ng China Sea as China Sea. So, edi siyempre, China Sea, sa amin ng China Sea. Isa amin yan, China Sea nga eh. Kaya pinalitan ng West Philippine Sea. Pero it's too late na. It's too late. Oh, kalagay na sa lahat ng mapa, China Sea. Kaya nga't kinukuha nila. In 2003, November I think, kami ni na Brother Eddie, we brought in si Bill Hammond, yung tatay ni Tom, tsaka ni Jane. The reason why we brought in Bill Hammond, he came in 1992. The reason why we brought him in from Florida is Brother Eddie was running in 2004. Gusto naming magkaroon siya, baka meron siyang prophetic word para kay Brother Eddie. Oh, that's the only reason we nagkaroon ng seminar. Kunwari lamang yun, no? Oh, seminar na yun. I should know. I was in the planning committee, you know? So, Oh. So, nagkaroon kami ng In fact, there were two prophetic words that he declared, that are now coming to pass. Number one, sabi niya, the Philippines will be transformed into the food basket of the region. And we're talking about the South. Sabi niya, napaka-farfetched naman yung South na yung gulugulo yan, wala, et cetera, no? Oh. Pero ngayon, taga-South na yung presidente. Oh, ngayon, yung incoming president, he's now talking about negotiating with China. Magbigay sila ng railway mula Ilocos hanggang sa Mindanao. Wow! So, ang Mindanao, hindi dinadaanan ng bagyo na regular, hindi kagaya ng Bicol na regular. So, it would be a very ideal place and setting for a food basket. That's coming to pass. And that was 2003. And then another one is this. He said,
China will rise up and he will make a last ditch. Those are exact words. Last ditch effort for its ideology. Nangyayari na ngayon. Eh noong 2003, hindi gagawin naman. Wala namang ano yan. China na yan. Oh. Wala namang ano yan. China na yan. Pansit lang yan. So, ngayon, they have the might. 2 weeks ago, CNN was saying that Chinese are gobbling up real estate in the U.S. Yeah, maybe some of you have read that, no? They are gobbling up, buying real estate. U.S. owes China $300 trillion public debt. Kaya hindi sila maka ano si Obama, hindi maka ano maka bosses. Why? Uy, huwag kang ano yan. May utang kayo. Mga sisingiling kita dyan. The borrower is a servant to the lender. Sa ngayon, no? Sinasabi, yung Scarborough, no, hindi na sa atin yun. Oh, I know the place. Masinloc, Zambales. I know the fish port. May church kami dati, 2 towns away. That's why I know the place. Oh, in a clear day, you can see Scarborough. You can see Abajo de Masinloc. Doon nag-fishing yung ano. Oh. Eh ngayon, hindi mo, paano sasabihin na, sa atin pa rin yan. Paano mo sasabihin yan? Eh, mga fishermen natin, wala na. Kasi pagkano, wala ganun lang. Oh, tapos, quarter cannon and all of that. Pero until umuwi si Dr. Bill Hammond, hindi siya nag-prophesy. Oh, ang pre-prophesy lamang niya, you raise up a Josiah army. Oh, kaya noong 2004, yung mga nakakampan niya kay Brother Eddie, Josiah army ang tawag namin doon. Oh, pero hindi siya, ano, hindi siya nag-prophesy. Kaya dapat sana hindi na tumakbo si Brother Eddie, no, pero nagkamali kami. Pinatakbo namin dapat na umupo. Pinatakbo namin. Russia! We will end up with this and we'll have a break. Huwag niyo pakialis sa ano to, ha? Pakialis sa podcast. Ha? In Ezekiel Facebook niya, Facebook. In Ezekiel 38-39, God warns Iran, which is Persia, with Russia, Magog, and a coalition of allies including Turkey, Libya, Sudan will go to war and will invade Israel. In Ezekiel 38-39, the Bible warns the coming war between Iran and Israel will take place some time after Israel has been regathered into her land as a nation, which was fulfilled in May 14, 1948. This is now being made clearer as we see today that Russia is slowly establishing itself as a military power. Now, the land in the north, Magog and Magog, as we call it in prophecy, tinan nyo, no? Unti-unti, nagkaroon ng military might, na-regain ng Russia ang kanyang military strength. And now it is flaunting itself as a military might under Putin. Tapos, all of a sudden, nagkaroon ng alliance between Syria and Russia. And then, nag-establish sila doon ng kanilang ano base, military base. Oh. Kaya nga, you remember, meron isang military plane na it was shut down by Turkey because it went into the space of Turkey. Now, that is something that is very prophetic because Russia will become, in history, it will become a might, a power. Okay? So, it will have a break and we'll go into the second coming, views about the second coming.